Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Brown. One of the three young men arrested last week on charges of interfering with the investigation of the Boston Marathon bombings is no longer in federal custody. A federal magistrate judge has approved a deal between prosecutors and defense lawyers that permits 19-year-old Robel Filipos of Cambridge to stay at the home of his mother as he awaits trial. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was in court today as that deal was finalized and joins us now. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Steve.
Where is Robel Filipos going to be staying?
Well, he's going to be under strict house arrest at his mother's house. He's not allowed out except for medical emergencies and to speak to his attorney. So he's not going anywhere.
What are the conditions of his release for home confinement?
So he has to have an electronic bracelet. Mm-hmm. There's a $100,000 bond which they put, seemingly a family friend put up in the way of property. Mm-hmm. He has to undergo random drug testing, and he has to give up his passport.
Now, last week, the magistrate chastised him for his demeanor in court. Mm-hmm. What was his demeanor today?
A little bit relaxed. It's hard to tell. He walked in. He was wearing an Essex County orange jail jumpsuit. Mm-hmm. He was in shackles. He wore handcuffs. He was released in court. He only spoke once, and he said a single word. He was asked if he understood the conditions of his release, and he said yes. He turned around just once or twice to look at some family, friends, and supporters. But other than that, that's all he had to say.
Mm-hmm. Now, both sides agree to the deal. Do defense lawyers believe that Filipos is being treated fairly?
Mm-hmm. Not only do they believe they say he's being treated fairly, but they say they refute all the allegations. Here's Susan Church. She's one of the defense attorneys.
He cooperated fully with law enforcement authorities. He answered all of their questions on multiple occasions. And we're confident that in the end, he will come back to clear his name in this case.
And she was reminding everybody there that he had nothing to do with the bombing. He had no prior knowledge. He had no. These charges were not going to stick.
Mm-hmm. What about the prosecution? Is his willingness to go along with the release? Any indication about how seriously they're taking these charges of lying to federal authorities?
They are taking them very seriously. In fact, these charges are 8 years, potentially 8-year prison terms instead of 5, which the other two defendants face for destroying evidence. That's the allegation. But the government, quote, stands by its allegations.
Mm-hmm. So he'll be at his mother's home until
May 17th. He comes back to a hearing. But then until the trial takes place.
Okay. Thank you very much. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman.